March 28, 2017.
I think we left off in the middle of Perkisi Adam Daf Pevava Midbeis. The Mishnah has a Machlekes Hatanoim. You need Kisi Adam if you shecht chay or oaf. So if you shecht 100 oifers, you can do one Kisi Adam at the end. If you shecht 100 chayes, you can do one Kisi Adam at the end. That's what they do. They throw in the slaughterhouse, they disperse sawdust on the floor, and then they shecht for an hour. Chickens, after they finish shechting all the chickens, then they make one big kisi adam for everything. What if you shechted chaya and oif? So it's a difference in hilchos shechita. The oif only needs one siman, the chaya needs kana and beish, needs two siman. So that's, and kisi adam is assumed to be the gemara of the shechita that completes the shechita. So that's a machleg sabiud and a chacham based on psukim. Is it acceptable to do one kisi adam for everything? They need a separate kisi adam. So the Gemara quotes all the psukim. Okay. So then I think we left off on Peivav on the base, about eight lines from the bottom. The Gemara has Amar Rab Chanina. Rab Yehuda is of the opinion I shecht 100 chayas and I have to, and now I'm a shecht 100 oifas.
You just read the Mishnah, I think. You just read the Mishnah.
I didn't do the Gemara.
No, okay.
So do Tana Rabbanan. Let's see the Gemara right after the Mishnah. Tana Rabbanan. Chaya. Kol mashma chaya. It says if you shecht a chaya or oaf, you have to do kisi adam. So if it would just say chaya, kol mashma chaya, beim rubde, beim muetas, whether you shecht one chaya or you shecht many chayfas. Many chayas. Oif. It's called mashma oif. Many oif, whether beim rubet beim mu, whether you shecht one oif, or you shecht many oifes. The kan omra, based on the simple mashmos of the pasuk, the chachamim established the din shachet meichais b'makom echad. If he shechts 100 oifes here and 100 oifes in a different location, so of course he should do kisi adam over here before he goes to the second location. Beretach is doing 100 oifes in the same location. So mikan amru the chachamim established din shachad meachais makom echad kisi echad lekulam. You do one kisi adam mei oifes makom echad shecht 100 chickens. Also kisi echad lekulam. What if you shecht chayv yev makom echad? So the tanakama the chachamim have the opinion kisi echad lekulam. It's one din kisi adam. You can do one kisi adam for chayis and oifes. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm not shachad chayv yechaseno. You have to make a separate kisi adam for the chayv. How does he know? Shenehamar chaya o oaf. It says the word oaf. O means a separation. So you have to have a separate kisi adam for the chaya and a separate kisi adam for the oifas. Omer loy. The chachamim disagree, and they said harei hoima kenefesh kalbas adama ben avshahu. So that pasuk should seem to prove that you can make one kisi adam for everything. So the Gemara asks, how does that pasuk teach you anything about anything? What has it got to do with anything? The pasuk says you're not allowed to eat dam. Ki nefesh kol basa dam benafshu. What has it got to do with kisi adam? The beauty of time is that it says chaya oof. The word o comes to separate. You have to have a separate kisi for chayas, a separate kisi for. So the Gemara asks, Michael Mahadrule, what did the chachamim respond to Rabbi Yehuda? How do they see anything? What they kvetchais from that pasuk ki nefesh kol basa dam benafshu? So the more hachi kam le rabbanan. Hi o, chaya o oaf. I need that to tell me if it wouldn't say oaf, it wouldn't say o. It would say if a person shechts chaya vi oaf, one would have mistakenly thought that there's only a mitzvah kisi adam if he shecht the chaya and an oaf. So that's what has to say o oaf. If he shecht the chaya alone, you need kisi adam. If he shecht the chicken alone, you need kisi adam. But it doesn't necessarily imply that you can't cover chaya and oaf with one kisi adam. That's what they argued. Hachi kamer le rabban. They argued like this. Hi, O, the word O, chaya, O, oaf is needed. If you wouldn't have the word O, you would have thought that the mitzvah kis adam only applies to be shechted too. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Rabbi Yehuda holds lechalek mi domo nafke b'shofchach has domo. V'chisal b'ofa domo means the dam of one of the two. So you don't have to shech both a chaya and an oaf. If you shecht one of them is enough, and you don't need the word o to teach you that. I know that from the word v'shafach is damo, v'chisah bav damo in the singular. So Rabbi Yehuda already knows from the word damo lechalek, if you shech the chaya alone, in a kisei adam. So why does it say oof? What does the word o tell you? That you have to have a separate kisei for chayes and separate kisei for bens. Rabbanan say no, the word damo doesn't necessarily mean in the singular. It could refer to much dam from many different animals. Damo tuba mashma can mean dam from many animals. Ichsiv, and that's why they quoted that other pasuk. Kinafish kol basa damo ben avshahu. The pasuk says you're not allowed to drink, eat dam from a behema chaya viof. Kinafish kol basa damo ben avshahu. Speaking about all behemas chayas anayfus, and he uses the singular. So just because he uses singular, it does mean it's only talking about one animal. Shai. So that's machlag zabir and achachamim. Do you have to make a separate kisei adam for chay and of, or you can cover everything with one? So that was my suggestion. I thought maybe that's the reason for the machlag. It's based on psukim. So I thought the reason for Abiyuda Shita is that the hilcha shchita by of are different from the hilcha shchita by chay. Of, all you need is one simon. The chay, you need two simon. And kisei adam is a gemara of the shchita. So you have to have separate for behem, separate for chay, and separate for ov. So now the Gemara has the following shaila. According to Rabbi Yehuda, let's say I shecht 100 chickens, and now I want to shecht 100 chayas. So I have to stop shechting chickens, and I have to do kisei adam on all the chickens, and then I'm going to continue to do the shechit on the chayas, and do a separate kisei adam on the chayas. Before I started shechting the 50 chickens that I shechted, I said a bracha ala shechita. Now I shecht 50, I have to stop doing shechita, do kisei adam, and then pick up and continue to do the shechita on the 50 chayas and do kisei adam. So the Gemara has a shaila that you have to say a new bracha ala shechita. If you shecht 1,000 behemoths and there's no need for kisei adam, say one bracha ala shechita and you shecht 1,000 behemoths. Here was a shaila, he shechted 50 oifas, and he has to stop shechting oifas in order to do the kisei adam, according to Rabbi Yehuda, in order to do the kisei adam on the 50 oifas, and after doing the kisei adam, then he's going to shecht the chayus. So since he had to make a half soke in the shechitas, so maybe he needs like a hesach hadas. If a person is eating, and he makes up his mind, that's it, he's not going to eat anymore, he sings al naris babal ashiyat malas, and he says, let's all bench, and then he changes his mind, he wants to have some more dessert. So the din is, once you made a hesach hadas from eating, and you want to continue eating, you have to say another bracha rishayna. Maybe over here it should be the same.
That would be the same for the kisei adam too, then. Whatever would be for the shechita would be for the second kisei adam.
Okay, same shayla. Probably the same shayla. So Omer Rabbi Chanina, moide Rabbi Yehuda, moide hoy Rabbi Yehuda liyim bracha, she'eino mevarach ala bracha achas. Even though he has to stop shechting, he has to stop. He should not continue shechting chayas now. He shechts 50 oifas and he has to do kisei adam now. And then shecht, so even though he has to stop the shechita and be mafsik in between the 50 and the 50 with the kisei adam of the oifas, but the bracha ala shechita that he said in the very beginning covers the chayas from later on. So the Gemara asks, why? Amalei Ravina l'Rava. Amalei Ravina l'Ravach b'ei d'Rav, Ravina l'Ravach b'ei d'Rav l'Ravashi. Somebody has somebody a kasha. So we usually assume that the Talmud Bavli was written by Ravina Ravashi. So how can it be written by Ravina Ravashi if they're writing, they're not sure who asked the question? Whether it was asked to Ravina or Ravashi. The answer is, Talmud Bavli was edited by Ravina Ravashi, but it's still being recited by Pel till centuries later. Was written down to the days of the Goinim, in the middle of the days of the Goinim. That's what they're printing now, the last 75 years. They print that they have the various sources like that. The Mishnahs were edited by Rabbi Ranosi, but they were still reciting Mishnahs Baal Peh till the days of Rabbi Ravashi. That's when they wrote down the Mishnahs. And the Talmud Bavli was edited by Rabbi Ravashi, but wasn't written down till centuries later. So by the time they wrote it down, they forgot whether the Kasha was the Esther of Ravina, or the Kasha was the Esther of Ravashi. They're not sure. So somebody asked Akasha, Maishna Metalmida de Rav, why don't you say that it's a Hesach Hadas from the Shechita? Since you have to stop shechting and do the Kisei Adam on the Oifas, so let it be. Maishna Metalmida de Rav, there's a story. Talmidei de Rav were once eating the Rav Brune, Rav Hanano, were Talmidei of Rav Havu. They were sitting and eating. He was the waiter. Rabbi Yehuda Sava was serving the food. They probably took turns. They had a Toranut. Who's going to serve the meals in the Chadar Ochel and the Yeshiva? So they said, okay, Havlon Anavarach. Let's get together, Bench Mezumen, go back to the Beis Medrash and learn. Chadar Amrulei. So then they later on, they changed their mind. And they said, no, Havlon Velishti. Let's drink a little more. Amaluhu Rabbi Yehuda Sava, so the waiter, who was taking care of serving all the food, says, Hachi Amar Rav. Rav had passed away, apparently, already. So he says, the name of Rav came and Amar Havalon and Avarach. Once you make up your mind that you finished eating, it's Uluhu the Mishti Chamra. You're not allowed to drink wine. It doesn't mean you're not allowed to drink wine. It means you have to say a Bracha Rishayna. You have to say a Bracha Rishayna because that's a Hesch Hadas from eating. And the din requires a separate Bracha on every Achila. You don't say every kazayis is another achila, you need another bracha. Whenever there's no hesach hadas, it's all one hemshech. But if you have a hesach hadas, then the later achila, shtia, whatever it happens to be, here they wanted to drink wine. They were drinking wine before. And then they had a hesach hadas from eating, and then they decided they want to continue to drink wine. So he says, it's a luchu lemishti, you're not allowed to, mishti chamer, you're not allowed to drink wine on the smach of the earlier bracha. You've got to say a new bracha now. So shouldn't it be the same thing over here? Since Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that you have to stop in the middle of the shechita, he shechts 50 oifes. He wants to shecht 50 chais. Rabbi Yehuda says you can't cover both, all done with one kisui. You need a separate kisui on the oifes, separate kisui on the chais. So why don't you say, Ochanami, Kaven, the Itpalu, and kisui Adam, that's the premise. Kisui Adam has a gemara of the shechita that's given over here. Tosis points it out, but that's assumed over here. So cave on the it below the kisa, since he has to stop the shechita and do kisa adam, why does he have to say another bracha? Ala shechita, because he had to stop shechting oifis, and he didn't continue to shecht chayis, and now he had to do kisa adam. That was the Gemara's kasha. And for the Gemara, hachi hashta, what's the comparison? It's not the same. Possum over there, when they made up their mind, they're going to bench Havlon and Nevarach. They made up their mind, they want to bench. So in the middle of benching, you can't drink any wine. So since they made up their mind, they're going to bench. That's a chesah hadas from eating. So and if they would bench, they wouldn't be able to drink wine in the middle of the benching. So therefore, mishta brucha behada hadadi lo yefsher. You can't drink wine while you're saying the birchas hamazon. So the decision, the announcement, the thought, Havlon Avarach, they want to bench, that's considered a Hesch Hadas when they're drinking. So therefore you have to say a new bracha bar piagofen and the wine that you drink later. But over here, true, he has to do the Kisi Hadam and the Dam of the Oifis first, because Rabbi Yehuda holds from the Pasuk. He can't cover Dam Chai and Dam Oifis with one Kisi Hadam, but if he's ambidextrous, if he can do things with both hands, there's nothing wrong. He can continue shechting oifus with the left, probably need the right hand. Let him continue to shecht chayis with the right. Someone's going to hold the chayis down. He'll hold the knife in his right hand, do shechita on the chayis, and do the kisadam with the left hand. Strictly speaking, you should have been permitted to do the kisadam by kicking the sawdust. You should have been able to do the shechita on the chayis with the both hands, and do the kisa adam with your foot to kick over the sawdust. And the Gemara says later, that's not covered on mitzvah. It says, v'shach, that's the next Gemara. So, v'shach v'ch v'chisa, b'metzah shach atichasi. You shecht it by holding the knife in your hands. So, if covered on mitzvah, you should do the kisa adam with your hands, to throw the sawdust with your hands. But that's what the Gemara says, the difference over here. Or b'hocha here, by the shechit and the kisa adam, I don't say that the kisa adam on the oifis is a Gemara of the shechita, and they came to an end, and therefore it's a Hesach Hadas, and I have to say another bracha on the next shechita. No, I could have continued to shecht. I could shecht with the right hand, the chayis, and at the same time do the kisei adam on the oifis with the left hand. Ochev should the shochet b'chodo with one hand, or mechasei b'chodo. He can do the kisei adam with the left hand simultaneously with doing the shechita with the right hand. So even though it's hard to do, and he's not going to do it, but strictly speaking, that's not called the Hesach Hadas. That's what the Gemara says.
If you wanted to continue the
Shechita
and then leave the
Kisei
Adam for the
Oifis
until
he
got to the Kisei Adam for the
Chayis,
you can't do that?
If you're going to have a different puddle, you can do it, yeah.
So you can leave over, and then there's no Shalom
Brochus
at all.
The only time Rabbi Yehuda says you can't do one Kisei Adam is going to be the Mokamecho. It's going to be one big puddle of Dam. chaya and eifes, so that's not right. But if you're going to shecht 50 eifes here, one big puddle, then it's going to move over a couple of feet. Then it's going to do shechita 50 chayas there. Then it's going to do the kise adam later on the eifes. Kise adam later on the chayas. He didn't have... No shayla? No shayla? He just keeps on shechting. 50 eifes and 50 chayas. But if it's... Yeah, the same answer. That's basically what the Gemara said. You can continue shechting just because... There's no halacha. You have to do the kisei adam now. You don't have to stop the shechita by doing kisei. You can do the kisei adam later. So here, Taisus has interesting discussions. The Gemara's lashon was mishta brucha behadi hadodi lo yefshe. That was the top line. The Gemara says once you say havlon and levarach, let's bench. So if you would bench, you wouldn't be able to drink wine in the middle. So therefore, that's called the hesach hadas from drinking wine. And if you didn't bench and you decide you want to drink some more wine, you have to say another bracha. So Tesis quotes a top line in Tesis on Pezayin. Mikana Hayam Rabbeinu Yontif, one of the Balei Tesis said, a person is eating supper. In the middle of supper, he realizes he didn't daven mincha yet, or he didn't daven ma'ariv yet. So he pauses in the middle of the meal, and he davens ma'ariv, and davens kriya shema with the Shmoneh Esrei. While he's in the middle of kriya shema Shmoneh Esrei, he can't eat any food. So maybe I should say that the davening, the Kriya Shema with the Brichas Kriya Shema with the Shema Nesrei, is a hefsek from the eating of the food. Because Mishta Brucha Be'ada Adadi Lo Yefshe, he can't eat and drink in the middle of davening. So therefore, when he continues to eat the meal after davening Ma'ariv, or after davening Mincha, whatever the case is, that should be considered like a new achila, and you should require a new bracha. So that's what the Baal HaTosis said, the Rabbeinu Yontif said. So Tosis said it's against the Gemara Psochim, the last five lines in Tosis. So the head Yamrina Ba'arvi Psochim. So now in the Gemara, the last Perkim Psochim. The Gemara there talks about Shinoi Makom. Shinoi Makom is if I started, let's say I started eating over here. I'm eating chicken. I had vegetable soup and I had chicken. And then in the middle of the meal, I walk out. Someone's calling me. I walk out and I come back in. Or I decide I want to continue eating somewhere else. So if you continue to eat somewhere else, or you walked out and then you come back, you continue eating here, that's considered a new achila. Whenever you have a shino makayim, it's considered a new achila. And a new achila requires a new bracha, unless you wash for bread. If you had bread, and when you had bread, you have to, there's a din, yitom b'chaz hamaz and l'acharav b'mkom, you're supposed to bench in the same place where you ate. If you had mezainis, or you had fruits from the shivas aminim, that they say al ha'itz al pri ha'itz, that's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch, whether that's also tom bracha l'achro b'mkomo. Birchas hamazon is for sure. If you have a kazayis of bread, you tom birchas hamazon l'achro b'mkomo. You have to bench in the same room, you have to bench in a sitting position. It's also called b'mkomo. And al ha'michya, and al ha'gefen, and al ha'itz al pri ha'itz, that's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch, whether it's tom bracha l'achro b'mkomo. Is it okay? I'll have the cookies over here. And it's more comfortable for me. I should walk next door and say Allah Michiel. Or do I have to sit down? If it's Tom Baruch L'Achra B'mkomo, so B'mkomo means you have to sit down. A lot of times people go to a Kiddush and they have cookies and then say Allah Michiel in a standing position. So it says Shulchan Aruch, that's not really right. But since there is an opinion that Allah Michiel has to be B'mkomo, so B'mkomo means B'Shiva. You have to sit down in the room to say the Baruch Achreinu.
This is even if they made the bracha and were eating the whole time originally, standing up and walking around?
Yeah, even though the eating was standing up, yeah. That's a person eats a sandwich in a standing position. So the Gemara in Gittin says it's not healthy. I don't know what the doctors say today. The Gemara says if you eat and you drink, in Yiddish folklore they say that you develop fat legs. The Gemara doesn't say fat legs. The Gemara just says that it's not healthy. The Gemara says you should always eat. Even though it's to say Kiddush and Abdullah in a standing position, but they should sit down before they drink the wine, because the Gemara says it's not healthy to eat or drink in a standing position. But let's say the person did eat or drink in a standing position, then he has to sit down and he says the Birchas Hamazon, the Chalta, the Savoto.
So if you're in a Kiddush and you eat a piece of cake, you have to sit down?
You have to sit down to say Ala Michya. More correct is to sit down. If he said Ala Michya standing, you're Yotze B'Yavit. But you shouldn't have done that. You're supposed to sit down to say Ala Michya.
What about leaning against the wall if there's no room to sit down? That's what I do.
You got no choice. Okay, you have to.
Keep Shiva, no?
Okay, but more correct is to sit down. Keep Shuto. Yeah. Okay. So the Gemara in Pesachim has this distinction: if you ate bread, a kazayis bread, If you didn't have a gezayis bread, it's not tom bracha l'acharav, period. If you had a gezayis bread, the chassidim do it all the time. They wash at home on Friday night, and they go to the Rebbe's, they don't bench, and they go to the Rebbe's dish, and they continue eating over there, and then they bench over there. So you don't have to eat a kazayis there. You have to have had a kazayis of bread in the first place, that it should be tom bracha l'achra b'mkomo. So then whatever, wherever you're going to continue to eat bread, that's considered a hemshech of the meal. But if you had other things other than bread, then if you made a shinim mokim, you left, then you have to say a new bracha rishana. You have to recite a new bracha rishana. The klolim in the Shulchan Aruch like this. Let's say there's a gigantic room. Let's say there's a big wedding hall and people are eating there. So if there's a din, you're supposed to bench. If you ate bread, if you had the bread, brich zamazin has to be benkom in the same place where you ate the bread. So a lot of times you go to a wedding, you're sitting at a table all the way over there, and then it comes to Shem Baruch, they ask everybody to move up to the head table. So that says in Shulchan Aruch, if it's mipina lepina b'cheder echad, from one corner to the other, even though it's very far away, okay, that's considered mokam echad. That's considered mokam echad. What if it's mecheder lecheder b'osa bayis, one room to the other? So that depends. If you had intention melechatchila to continue eating in the other room, then it's considered osa mokam. If you didn't have intention, then it's not considered osa mokam. And cheder lecheder b'osa bayis means within my apartment. Let's say I live in an apartment building, so the other tenants, they have their own apartment. That's not mecheder lecheder b'osa bayis, it's in the same building. That's considered mibayis lebayis, from one apartment to the other. So mibayis lebayis, it doesn't even help if you had kavanah. So these dinim, these three dinim, this goes if you didn't have bread. If you didn't have bread, you had anything other, something, you had fish, you had chicken, you had vegetables, vegetable soup, anything that's not tom bracha l'achra b'mkomo. So then if you're going to make a shina makam, and you didn't have a mind, I mean, bayis l'bayis, even if you did have a mind, it's called the shina makam, then you have to say a new bracha rishayna, because it's considered a new achila. What if you had a kazayis of bread? So since bread is tom bracha l'achra b'mkomo, so the it's considered as if I'm still rooted to my original location. So even if I continue to eat bread in another location, that's not a problem. So when the chassidim go to the Rebbe's tish, they want a bench over there. They want a bench by the Rebbe. So they don't have to eat a kazayis there. They already had a kazayis. They have to eat a little bit of bread. If they don't eat a little bit of bread over there, then they're not reciting Berachas HaMazon and Makom Achila. If they want to be mitzarf to a zimun, then they have to eat a kazayis in a new location. But if they don't need them for the zimun,
is that for lachatchila, or is that
the bidyavet
that I can go to another place?
It says lachatchila, you should have in mind when you wash, which they do, that you're going to go to the Rebbe's tish later on. You should have in mind lachatchila.
If there's an air chatziris within my apartment building, it doesn't help if I start eating in my apartment and go to somebody else's apartment, even though we're all.
Right, doesn't it? You can have an Erev in the whole neighborhood also, but Mibayis Lebayis is a Shina Mokam, unless you wash for bread, unless you had bread. So if you had bread, you had a Kazayis of bread, then you can go wherever you want and continue eating the bread and continue eating everything else also.
You didn't quote that there were Rabbanim who didn't like going for the benching to the table by the Chasam and Kala. I thought you had quoted people with Makbid on that.
Rav Soloveitchik used to be Makbid that you should have Birchas HaMazon b'mkom or Mamish b'mkom. Wherever he ate, he would bench over there. He wouldn't go to the head table. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the footnotes, in the Sha'arat Zion on the bottom page, Mishnah Berurah quotes that there is such an opinion. Mm-hmm. That's considered a minority opinion. But basically, the Mishnah Berurah equates the two dinim. If you set a bracha rishayna on chicken, and you make a shina mokam, so you have these three klolim, mipina lepina bosa cheder is also mokam, mecheder lecheder bosa bayis, depends if you had a mind, and mibayis lebayis, even if you had a mind, is not considered osa mokam. So and the same thing is true regarding birchas hamazon b'mkomo. Mipina lepina becheder echad is considered osa mokam. He equates it. He quotes most of the achronim equate. He says that there's a minority opinion. Rav Soloveitchik used to be choshish for that. There's a minority opinion that you have to bench birchas hamazon in the same location, and it doesn't help mipina lepina bosa. Bosa by the same thing, you need kiddush b'makom suda. So what's the definition of kiddush b'makom suda? So in a lot of shuls they have the practice. The rabbi says kiddush in shul. Because it's going to wait till the rabbi goes downstairs. Everybody wants to greet the rabbi and say good Shabbos. It's going to take forever till the rabbi gets downstairs to the social hall. So the rabbi says, Baruch Pi'al Gofen and Shul. Then everybody goes downstairs and they have the cake. So you need Kiddush b'makom suda. So how is that b'makom suda? The Kiddush is recited in one room, and the mezainis is eaten in a different room. So that's mipina lepina, both are bias. Lepina lepina. That's all by medvar mamurim. If you can go from the shul to the social hall without walking outside, some shuls are constructed in such a way that you got to walk outside and then walk back in. So that, I don't think that's called me cheder lecheder bo sabais. Then it doesn't. That's like me bais lebais. But if you can go inside, you can. There's a staircase inside the building to go from the shul to the social hall in the basement. And yeah, and everybody had a mind. The rabbi says kiddush upstairs. Everybody understands. There's no cake upstairs. Obviously, they have a mind to eat the cake downstairs. So that's considered kiddush b'makom suda. So it's for three dinim. It's is it, when is it considered? Also, makom, when is it considered shina makom? It's negia to shina makom. You have to say a new bracha shalofaneha, unless you had bread. And then shina makom is relevant for kiddush b'makom suda, and shina makom is relevant for brichas hamazon b'mkomo. You have to recite brichas hamazon in the same place where you ate. So these three klolim apply.
There's a minhag in the wedding halls where you have these little pieces of bread when you wash. Is it better to not to do that and wait till you get to your seat to get the motzi? Or
it's always preferable to say hamotzi and a pas shlema as opposed to a prusa as a slice of bread. So on the seat where you're going to sit, you're going to have a pas shlema. It's not only a din on Shabbos all week long. Whenever you have a choice of saying bracha, not only on bread. Let's say you want to have an orange. So should you cut up the orange in advance and say bar pihoit on a slice of the orange? Or should you say bar pihoit before, whereas you're cutting halfway through the orange and it's still one unit? If you cut all the way so far that if you hold one half of the orange, the other half is going to fall off, then it's considered that it's already not shlema. But if you cut halfway through the orange and if you hold one, the other half is going to be still attached, then it's still considered shlema. So it's preferable all the time. It's a hider mitzvah to say a bracha on a dovah shalom as opposed to an incomplete. So the reason, the more correct is you should go to your seat and say a motzi on the shlema. So the reason why they have these sliced bits of challah by the place where they wash is because the Gemara says that tekef l'netilos yadayim bracha. He's supposed to say a motzi as soon as possible right after washing the netilos yadayim. So what does it mean tekef l'netilos yadayim bracha? So Taisus has a fantastic shtikel Torah, which is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that if you're going to walk more than 22 amos, that's a violation. Where do you get 22 amos? A whole shtikel Torah. From the Beis HaMikdash, because the din is you have to have tekef l'smicha shchita. When you bring a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, you got to do smicha. And the place where the Yisraelim walk is almost 22 amos away from the place where they're going to shech the behemah. So how is it tekef l'smicha shchita? So the answer is, up to 22 amos is considered tekef l'smicha shchita. So a lot of times, the place where you wash is way more than 22 amos away from the place where you're going to say hamotzi. So many have the practice, the Mishnah Berurah, because many have the practice, you keep on drying your hands. The Europeans do like that. Say the old-time Europeans, when they wash until it's a dime, so they, as they're walking to the place where they're going to eat, they keep on drying. Now, their hands are dry already, but they keep on rubbing their hands together, you make it even drier. So drying the hands is considered a gemar of the netilas yadayim, because we learned the gemar in Soita, in the first perek, the gemara says, if a person washes in netilas yadayim, and he's oichel, and he eats the bread without drying, oichel b'li niguf, he eats the bread without drying his hands, kiilo oichel lechem tomei, that's improper. So drying the hands, the niguf, is considered a gemar of the netilas yadayim. So the Mishnah Berurah recommends that practice, and the old Europeans do like that. They keep on rubbing the hands together till they sit down by the table, and it can be more than 22 amos. And others disagree with the whole Tosfos. They think that the 22 amos is not correct. They say it depends whether it's in one room or two different rooms. If it's all in the Beis HaMikdash, they did smicha, then they did shchita. There was a gigantic azara. So even if it would be more than 22 amos away, if it's all in the same room, then it is called tekef. And if it's in two different rooms, then it's an issue. Maybe it's a violation of tekef. Let's say you're eating in the dining room on Shabbos and you're washing in the kitchen. So the kitchen is a different room. So that's a shaila. Is that called tekef l'netilas yadayim bracha? So you wash in the kitchen and you dry your hands, you keep on drying till you walk into the dining room. Walk into the dining room, then it's in this. You're in the same room where you finish drying your hands. So then there's no need to keep on rubbing your hands. If you're in the same room, so that many are makel on that. They reject Taisus Chiddush, even though the Rama quotes the 22 Amos So many of the Nisei Kelim, the commentaries on the Shulchan Aruch, not happy about the 22 Amos. They think that it's arbitrary. They think it depends on the same room or a different room. So if you wash in the same room and you're going to eat, then you can even walk more than 22 Amos away. If you washed in a different room, so you should dry your hands in the room where you're going to eat. And then go say a hamoitzi on a shleima. It's preferable all week long. Better to say a hamoitzi on a shleima than on a prusa.
If you're changing rooms, if you had the bread in one room, do you have to make sure if you plan benching in the second room to have bread there? If you're still eating the chicken, whatever, you don't necessarily have to. It's still one achim.
No, I think you have to have a little bread in the new room.
Okay, yeah.
No. If you want to be starved to a mezumin in the new room, then you have to have a kazayis there. Mm-hmm. But if you just want to bench, they don't need you for the mezumin. They have you anyway. You can enter mezumin. Yeah, and that's called Birchas HaMazon, Bimkoma. That's called Birchas HaMazon. Some people have to take a business contact out to eat in a restaurant, so they're embarrassed to wash and to say a bracha on the bread. So they wash in the office, and say a moitzi, then they go to the restaurant, and then they just continue. I hope it's a kosher restaurant. then they continue to eat the bread. They don't have to say a moitzi. They don't have to tell us a dime. They washed. And there's no Hesel Hadas. And then they're embarrassed to bench, so they go back to the office and they start off. They have to have a kazayis of bread in the office, and it should be Tom Berchas HaMazon Bin Komo. So if you have a kazayis bread in the office, then you can go wherever you want. The Chatchil should have this in mind at the time you wash. Of course, he had it in mind. He knows he's going to eat in the restaurant with the non Jew, with the business contact. And then if he doesn't want to bench there, he can always go back to the office and bench. Because it's going to be an hour and a half after you finished eating. If you finished eating and you're ready, you wait 6 hours and you're hungry for a new meal, then it's too late to bench. You can't say Barnefosh, you can't say Birchaz HaMazon. But if you're still full from the meal, Mishnebura claims you have at least 72 minutes for that. After you finished eating, you have at least 72 minutes. And if you had a big meal, you have even more than 72 minutes. Anyway, so the top toys, let's do again. The top toys is, the quote is Balataisis Rabbeinu Yontif. He came up with this chiddush that if you're in the middle of a meal and you daven mincha, you daven ma'ariv, since mishta brucha behadi hadadi loy efsher, that's the loshon gemara on the top line, you wouldn't have been able to drink or eat in the middle of ma'ariv or mincha. So the davening of mincha ma'ariv constitutes a hesar hadas by definition from eating the meal, and when you continue to eat after the davening, you got to say a new bracha rishayna on everything. So the Balei HaTosfos say behedye amrinan be'arvi psochem, the last 6 lines, and often the Gemara that it's not so. Gemara tells exactly that case. A whole group of people were eating, and they went to daven and shul. They went to daven and a minyan and shul. Then they came back to the place where they were eating. So Gemara discusses, do they have to say a new bracha or not? So Gemara says it depends. Did they leave some of the chaverim in the old location? So then it's considered as if when they come back and eat, it's a hemshech of the original achila. But if the whole group left the shul and then the whole group comes back, then it's considered a new achila. We don't pass like that. We pass and it depends whether they had bread or they didn't have bread. If they had bread and they had a kazaisa bread, then it's not a problem. Since Birchas HaMazon is Tom Brochel Pas, is Tom Brochel Achrabim Komo, so even if they walked away and they come back 45 minutes later, it's a hemshech of the achila. If they didn't have bread, then it's the Shinimakim, Sarach Lavar. You've got to say another bracha. Unless it's Mechera Lechera Bosabais. Unless they went from one room to the other. And in the beginning, when they said Baripi Hadama on the potatoes, and they said Shaakal on the chicken, they had a mind, they're going to daven Mincha in the other room. So then Mechera Lechera Bosabais, that's not called the Shinimakim. But if he went to daven in a different location, Mibais Labais, even if they had a mind, it doesn't help. That's the way we paskin, yeah.
And talking about one individual, so there's no
chaverim left. Right. That's what the Achreinim Faremfer, that he's talking about such a case. But it's we still don't pasuk like that. We still don't pasuk like that. The Tesis explains the only time the Gemara didn't say. See, the Gemara then Pesachim says they daven in the middle of the meal. So, I bet you can't eat in the middle of davening. Can't eat in the middle of the Shemona Esrei. So according to Rabbi Yonatan, why don't you say Mishta Brucha Behada Adodi Alevsha? So Taisa says the only time that's a problem is if they said Havlon and Levarach, let's bench. So benching is a declaration of Hesach Hadas from eating. So when you said let's bench, that's it. So you just made a declaration of Hesach Hadas. Whatever you're going to eat later on is going to be considered a new achili. You need a new brocha. And here the Gemara said about this, but after the shachet b'chad the yad, machasa, you can do the shechita with the right hand, do the kisa adam with the left hand. Also, because kisa adam is a gemara of the shechita, so if not for the fact that he could have done both simultaneously, do the kisa adam with the left hand on the dama oifus and do the shechita on the chayy with the right hand. If not for the fact that he could have done both at the same time, we would have declared that the requirement to do the doing of the kisa adam is a declaration of the gemara of the shechitas. A gemara of the shechitas on the new shechita, you should need a new bracha. But it's not a gemara because he could have continued to shech while he's doing kisa adam. But over there, davening mincha marv is not a gemara of the meal. It's just while you're davening, you can't eat any food in the middle of davening. But that's not the klal. The only two cases that the gemara was mitzarv together were Havlon and Levarach, that's a declaration of Hesach Hadas from eating. And Kisei Adam should have been a Gemar of the Shechita, so I should have declared that that's a Gemar of the Shechita. So you should need a new Broch on a new Shechita. The Gemara says it's not, because he could have done the Kisei Adam with the Shechita simultaneously. Theoretically, he could have done it simultaneously. So that's how we pass it. Then the next thesis is important. Halacha L'maaseh comes up all the time. The Shochtim and the Slaughterhouse take turns. So let's say each shechet shechs for an hour. So the din requires you have to say a bracha before you shecht. So he says a bracha. So then he's going to shecht for an hour, and he's not going to talk. He's not going to make any hafsik. That's pretty difficult. So what I remember what they do is the first 15 minutes they don't talk. Then they're going out of their mind. So they start chazering hilcha shechita. Rather than talk about politics, so they talk about hilcha shechita. But it's still it's a hafsik. So the Shaila is, Tosis quotes. If it's really necessary, he says, are there any more chickens? So that's Minho Inyan. But he's going to just Chazer Hilchot Shechita. That's not really Minho Inyan. So Tosis quotes the Gemara that if a person talks in between Shal Yad and Shal Rosh, he has to say an additional bracha. If he doesn't talk, in between Hanoch Shal Yad and Shal Rosh, the Broch and the Shad La'anich Tefillin covers the Shal Rosh. What exactly does that mean? So that's a Machlokes Rashi and the Rabbeinatam. So Rashi and the Rambam learn, you only say a Broch La'anich Tefillin, and that's all. You put on the Shal Rosh, you don't say a Broch at all. Rabbeinatam disagrees. He says, no. If you don't talk, you say La'anich HaShal Yad, and Al Mitzvah Tefillin on the Shal Rosh. And if you do talk in between the Shal Yad and Shal Rosh, then when you put on the shorosh, you got to say both brachas, la'aniach and al mitzvah still. Chidish, that you do one mitzvah, if you only have a shorosh, let's say you don't have a shal yad, you got to say two brachas. Vuz gehet kibon azaz achta, you say two brachas on one mitzvah, once in a long while you do it. When you do a bris milah, so you say two brachas, you say ala milah, then you say lachnis b'isr shal avram avinu. Why is it takas so? Why is it takas so? Okay, so apparently there's such a thing as a bichas hamitzvah, and then there's a brocha an achalois. Lachnis b'risa shal avram avinu. The baby is now ben bris. He's permitted to eat truma, he's permitted to eat korban pesach. If he wouldn't have had a bris meal, he wouldn't have been allowed to eat korban pesach, kolor aleichobo, wouldn't be allowed to eat korbanos. So apparently the second brocha, lachnis b'risa shal avram avinu, asher k'dishanu b'mitzvah, so it's one alam meal is a bichas hamitzvah. Asher k'dishanu, Lachnis b'Yisrael Avraham Avinu is a bracha on the chalois, that the baby just became a ben bris. That's Rabbi Soloveitchik's terminology. So apparently the Rabbi Natan thinks that the same is true by tefillin, that when you say a bracha, lahaniach tefillin, that goes on the shal yad and the shal rosh. One bracha can cover two mitzvahs. The two different mitzvahs, one bracha can cover two. But on the shal rosh, there's an additional feature, this additional aspect, that a person who's wearing Shal Rosh is begula. Everybody sees it. Baruch halam mihoretz, kishem Hashem nikra alecho. The Gemara says, "Eilu tefillin shel Rosh." Because tefillin shel Rosh are worn begulah. So apparently, the Rambam writes in the end of Hilchas Tefillin, when a person wears tefillin, it has an effect on his soul, that it becomes more serious and it adds a little Yerushalayim to the person. So the bracha al mitzvahs, the second bracha al mitzvahs tefillin, is apparently a bracha on the halois. The halois, that it has an effect on the person. So if he wouldn't have talked in between the Shal Yad and Shal Rosh, he would have needed one bracha on the Shal Yad, one bracha on the Shal Rosh. This is Rabbeinu Tam Shita. Now, if he talks in between Shal Yad and Shal Rosh, now he has to say both brachas, L'aniach and Al Mitzvah Tefillin on the Shal Rosh. But then, when according to Rashi Shita, when you say the bracha and shal yad, there's no need for any bracha at all, and the shal rosh if you don't talk. So most people have the practice; they follow the most Ashkenazim follow the Rabbi Natan. They say al mitzvah tefillin when you put on the shal rosh. So right after saying the bracha mitzvah, they say baruch shem for machusel yonavoid. What is that all about? Because the Tosis and brachas quotes the Rishalmi, whenever a person recited a bracha levatala by mistake, so you should say baruch shem for machusel yonavoid. You should say a shevach to the shem Hashem.
But we don't put on tefillin shof Rabbi Natan. You pass like him, but you don't put on like film.
We pass him like this Rabbi Natan, not like the other Rabbi Natan. There was one person, but he said many things. So we don't always accept everything that he said. So the common practice by Ashkenazim is, most of the Ashkenazim do like the Rabbi Natan, that they say the bracha mitzvah, still, you know, they didn't talk at all in between. But then according to Rashi and the Rambam, he just said a bracha levatola. You weren't mapsik in between the shal yad and shal rosh. So you really shouldn't have said al mitzvah tefillin on the Sharosh. Out of respect for Rashi Shita, we don't pass like Rashi, but out of respect for Rashi Shita, the meaning is that say Baruch Shem Kvoy Machus Aliyan Void, maybe it was really a Baruch Alevat Tov. So then the Gemara says, and if a person does talk, a person is mapsik in between Anocha Shal Yad and Sharosh, Averi Hi Biyodai, it's an Averi De Rabbanan. What's an Averi De Rabbanan? Garim Baruch Hashem Atzvicha. If he wouldn't have talked, he could have covered the Shal Rosh with the bracha and the Shal Yad, according to Rashi, or with only reciting one bracha al mitzvah. Now that he talked, he has to say, according to Rashi, I'd say a bracha al mitzvah, according to Rabbi Tami, I'd say two brachas on the Shal Rosh. He's nothing is a bracha levat tola, but he could have covered both Shal Yad and Shal Rosh with one bracha less. And by talking, he's goring bracha. He's garim that he has to say another bracha. So that's an aver de rabban. Garim bracha shen tzvicha is an aver de rabban. What if a person says a bracha levat tola? He says bar pihuait and he's not eating any fruits. He doesn't plan to eat any fruits. So that could be more serious. The Gemara says one of besides a bracha levat tola is a violation of losisa the shem Hashem al kechal ashof. So the Rabbi Natan happens to hold. It's the same person, but it's a different issue. Rabbi Natan holds that bracha levat tola is also only with the rabban, but that doesn't say in the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Garim bracha shein etzvicha is a din." Let's say a person's in the middle of a meal, and then he benches and he washes again, and he says "Hamotzi" again, and he finishes the second half of the meal. So why did he bench in the middle? Why? Because he needs mea brachas. He needs mea brachas or something like that. So he breaks up the meal, which in the normal course of events, he could have covered the whole meal with one on the tilis adayim, one hamotzi, and one birchas hamazon. But he needs more brachas today. So arbitrarily, he's mafsik in the middle of the meal. He says birchas hamazon. So he didn't say any bracha levatala, but he could have covered the whole meal with one on the tilus adam, one on moitzi, and one benchin. So that's called garim bracha shein tzvicha. The garim bracha shein tzvicha, the gemara of the Ferish, that's only an aver der rabbanan. That's not an aver der ais. Bracha levatala, that's already the question. So the Tosfos claims that bracha levatala is only the rabbanan. And the Magen Avraham thinks that the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam sounds that he just quotes the Gemara Kipshuto. From the Rambam it sounds like Bracha Latola is a real din d'araisa. So here Tosis has the Shaila. If a person talks in between Shal Yad and Shal Rosh, he has to say an additional Bracha, because if he wouldn't have talked, the Bracha and the Shal Yad would go on the Shal Rosh as well. According to Rashi, Rashi and Aram wouldn't have to say any bracha at all on Shal Rosh. According to Rabbi Natan, you would have only said one bracha al mitzvah. So now that you talk, you got to say two brachas. So the shad is when you shecht, that's a person is eating a meal. And he says, Hamotzi lachem en rotz, in the beginning of the meal. So he's not allowed to talk. He's not allowed to talk till he finishes eating all the bread in the meal. No, he swallows a little bit of bread, and then he can talk all he wants. So how does the Hamotzi relate to the rest of the bread that he eats later on? It doesn't have to be late. He said a bracha on the first bit of food, so the rest of the food is muta without any bracha. The rest of the food, like you have an ikir and a tofel. Let's say I'm eating potatoes with salt and butter on top. So you say bar pri hadoma on the potato. You don't say a bracha on the butter, you don't say a bracha on the salt. What the bar pri hadoma covers the salt and the butter, but the salt and the butter doesn't grow from the ground. You say bar pri hadoma, salt and butter, you're not yotze. The answer is birach alika potas hatfele. You don't need a bracha on the tofel. You're allowed to eat the tuffle without any bracha.
One's birchas and one's birchas mitzvah. So the birchas and the mitzvah after I was
nan,
I can be
masik. So that's what Tosfos says, mesupik. By birchas hanenin, you only need a bracha on the first bit. And once the bracha be let, if you're talking between hamotzi and swallowing, a lot of people talk. When they put the food in the mouth, they start chewing, they already start talking. So that says in Shulchan Aruch, that's not right. You shouldn't talk till you swallow a little bit. Because when you chew food, you're not mechuyev to say a bracha, unless you swallow it. So the bracha is not real chal, hamotzi is not real chal till you actually swallow some of the food. The Rashash in the Dorim has a suggestion. He's miyashiv the minig ha'olam, why they talk after they start chewing. He says chewing is the beginning of swallowing, so maybe the bracha does relay. But in the big Shulchan Aruch it says that you shouldn't talk. When you said a moitzia, you say bar peradam, you shouldn't talk till after you swallow the food that you said the bracha on. But the bracha doesn't relate to the second bit of food because you were talking. So the answer is, second bit of food doesn't need any bracha. As long as you said a bracha, the bracha related to the first bit of food, so the rest of the food doesn't need a bracha. So Tosfos says, Mesupik, what about by mitzvahs? I'm going to shecht 100 chickens. He's on for an hour. It's his turn. He's going to shecht for the next hour. So he says, Allah shechita, and then he shechts the first chicken, second chicken, third chicken, he doesn't talk. Is it really necessary that the birchas ha-mitzvah should relate to every single shechita of a chicken, a oif, a behemah that he's going to do? But they say, no, as long as he wasn't mapsik in between the birchas ha-mitzvah and the first chicken, so the rest of the mitzvahs don't need a bracha. The Tosfos is mesupik. Is it the same as birchas ha-nenin, or is it not the same? So the minig is that they try not to talk, but then how long can how can you stand there for an hour without talking? So after 15 minutes they start talking about other things. So that's what Tosfos is not sure.
When the Rabbeinu Tam was saying that that women are let him make a bracha on a mitzvah Zman Grama, he didn't quote it because it was it's a bracha levatala. He quoted the Gemara that's going bracha shein and tzricha is midrabbanan. Is that a bracha levatala? What women are doing is a bracha shein and tzricha.
I don't think it's a bracha shein and tzricha. It's a bracha levatala.
Why? They don't have to say it, but it's not levatala. It's ain't tzricha. Is that
I think part of his story is he says that bracha levatala is only the rabbanan. That's how the Rishani quoted.
He was quoting verbatim the Gemara, going bracha shein and tzricha.
So from that Gemara, he extrapolated that bracha levatala is also only the Rabbah.
That you would call up. That's the right.
Yeah.
From that.
Yeah. He holds that it's the same. That just like bracha shein and tzricha is only the Rabbanan, so bracha levatala is also only the Rabbanan. And the Rambam seems to split it. The Rambam is agreeing that bracha shein and tzricha is only the Rabbanan. But bracha levatala, the simple reading of the Rambam means that it's an Issa deraisa.
Yeah.
In Bracha Levatala,
you're also supposed to say Baruch Shem.
Yes.
Not just by after
Bracha Shem.
No.
By Bracha Levatala, you say by Bracha Shem. You don't say.
No.
By Bracha Levatala, you say Baruch Shem. But why do you say that?
We're saying by Tefillin. The reason you say it after you put on the Shalosh is because it's a Chashash Bracha Shem Tzricha.
No, Bracha Levatala. According to Rashi and the Rambam, once you said a Bracha on the Shal Yad, you were not mopsik at all, and you put on the Shal Rosh, so you don't need another Bracha at all. And then we do say a Bracha. Most people follow the Rabbi in the time. You say Bracha al Mitzvah Tefillin. According to Rashi, that Bracha was a Bracha Levatala. You didn't need it at all. So whenever you say Bracha Levatala, Yerushalmi says, you say Baruch Shem Kor Mechusin Alvay. What is that all about? When you say Shem Hashem, so it's not proper to mention Shem Hashem without saying some kind of a shevach. So the guy says, Baruch Atah Hashem Akam Bari Pri Ha'adoma. But he's not eating any potatoes. So that's a beautiful shevach. He mentions Shem Hashem. He says that Baruch Shalom creates delicious vegetables. So that's beautiful. But the Chachamim said that you're not allowed to say that bracha. So that shevach is not legitimate. So it comes out that you, in a certain sense, you're motzi Shem Shamayim Ha'atola. You said Shem Hashem, and you said a shevach. That's not acceptable because the Chachamim prohibited you from saying on your own Bari Pi Adama, Bari Pi Ha'itz, and so on. If you're not eating, unless you're eating the food. So if you say Baruch Shem Koyim Achus Al Yom Avod, that will be a shevach to the Shem Hashem, but that the Chachamim never prohibited that. They prohibited you're not allowed to say a shevach in the form of a bracha. But if you say Baruch Shem Koyim Achus Al Yom Avod, that's not in the form of a bracha. So that's to be misakin, so to speak, to be misakin the Isser of Motzi Shem Shamayim Levatola. Whenever you said a bracha Levatola, so the shevach that you said is not acceptable. So it comes out you said Shem Hashem without saying a legitimate shevach. You say Baruch Shem, so that's a legitimate shaila.
So that a slave for some Shomi recently from some Swedish Rav, recent current Rav. He said Minhagim of Svartim. He said that there's a meaning by some Svartim that the day the boy is bar mitzvah, they make him be mafsik between the Shalriach Shalrosh, that he should make another bracha. Says once in his lifetime he should make two brachas.
The Svartim usually do like only one bracha, like the Rambam. Not familiar. Got to ask him, Svartim. Not familiar at all.
Are there any other cases other than Tefillin where we essentially paskin Suffolk brachas la'achmir and then say Baruch Shem Kodem Oktzolam
Ba'ed? It's not Suffolk brachas la'achmir. We paskin like the Rabbeinu Tam. So it's not a Suffolk brachas. If it would have been a Suffolk, we wouldn't have said al mitzvahs. The Psak HaMakubah is like the Rabbi Natan. The Vilna Goyen had the practice to do like Rashi and the Rambam. So many in Valojan followed the Minhagim of the Vilna Goyen. So Rav Soloveitchik had that practice. And why you was a carryover from Valojan? Why you was originally.
Why you make only one bracha?
A lot of people in why you only say one bracha. Yeah. Most of the yeshivas are a carryover from Slabotka. And why you is a carryover from Valojan. It's different style of learning. Okay, so that's the fascinating test. Yeah. Okay, the next Mishnah. Shachat v'la kisa. Someone shechts a chicken and he doesn't do kisa adam. He walks away. He doesn't do kisa adam. Bira'ehu acher. And another person is watching. He says he did a perfect shechita. If he made it nevela, so there's no mitzvah kisa adam. I was watching. He didn't make it nevela. He shechted it properly. So I'm chayav to do the kisa adam. But what happens if he's still here and he wants to do the kisa adam and I run in and I steal the mitzvah from him? So then the Gemara said that's not proper. If you steal a mitzvah from someone else, so there's a penalty of Rabbi Gamliel that you have to pay asara zehuvim. It's a knas. He didn't really suffer any hefsed moment. So the Taisus here has a famous comment that we don't collect that knas bizman hazeh because we don't have any real smuchim. The smicha that we have is only imitation smicha. So in order to be done din knosas, you have to have real smicha, which we don't have. So our ability to be done is all based on shlichus ayku avdina. The rabbanim today who don't have smicha function as the shluchim of the rabbanim from centuries ago who did have smicha. So the Gemara says they only said shlichus ayu. That's the first white line in the Tosfos here. The chiva Rabbi Gamliel. So Tosfos says that the milsa the leis bechisor and kis. It says in Bava Kama. He only says Shlichasai is a milsa de shchicha is bechisar and kis. So knas is always yosem mimashe hizik. By definition, that's what a knas is all about. Asar zehuvim is a knas of Rabbi Gamliel. So since bizman is there, no smuchim, so you can't be done that knas. But it's not proper. You're not allowed to steal a mitzvah from somebody else. Let's say there's a shul dinner. Then the mechabit so-and-so, please bench mezuman. Another guy runs over, he grabs the mic and he starts benching mezuman. And the people didn't realize that they were mechabit someone else. So they go along and they answer the benching. So he stole the mitzvah from the other mother. They call someone up for an aliyah, for the aseres adibris. And a different guy goes up, he grabs the aseres adibris. And the people didn't realize the gabbai called someone else up. So Tosfos talks about that. If you stole an aliyah, the mechabit, one person with an aliyah, another person steals aliyah. So do you have to? Is there a penalty of asar zuv? This man is saying you don't collect asar zuvim anyway, but that's what Tosfos is discussing. This penalty is only made the rabbanan. Yeah.
It's for stealing the bracha, right? Not the mitzvah, but the bracha.
The Gemara has a shaila. Do you say what if the mechabit zomet to bench mezuman? So then there are four brachas. So do you have to pay 40 zuvim, or do you only pay 10 zuvim? It's one mitzvah, Birchas HaMazon, that consists of four brachas. So the Gemara says 40. The Gemara says, if it's a mitzvah that has four brachas in it, then you got to pay 40 zehuvim. That's this Gemara. So the Mishnah says again, someone shechts chayv v'yof and he walks away, and it looks like he's not going to do the kisui. So you're chayv l'chasas. If you're watching, you know he did his shechita properly. You're chayv l'chasas. But if he's interested in doing kisui adam, you're not allowed to steal the mitzvah from him. But if kisei bin is gala, let's say the one who shechts the chayviyav did a kisei adam, then the wind is blowing, he threw sawdust on top. Then the wind is blowing, it throws all the sawdust off. And now the puddle of blood appears again. So the din is he did putter. batam lachas. Once you did kisei adam, you're not mechayev to do it a second time. What if he never did kisei adam? He just did the shechitas chay v'yoyif, and then the wind came and it blew all the sawdust. So the wind did the kisei adam. So right now there's nothing to do. The dam is mechusa. So you won't accomplish anything if you're going to throw some more sawdust on. The dam is all mechusa anyway. But the Gemara explains in the Mishnah. Mishnah's a little unclear. If kiseu haruach, if the wind blew the sawdust, you didn't do the mitzvah. Nobody did the mitzvah, but it's impossible to do the mitzvah now. So if the wind will blow again and blow the sawdust off, now someone, either the sheichet or somebody, will be mechuyev to do kisei adam because nobody did the mitzvah yet.
He should blow it off
in order to do kisei adam, if he'll be able to. Sometimes the sawdust or the sand will fall in and
he's
going to make
those blowers, big blowers.
Okay, but if so much sawdust or sand fell in that the whole thing is one big mush, it's all one big mud, so then you can't get it off. But if you can get it off, you should, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of kisei adam.
Just being nickered that it's davet not enough?
Just
even if it's mixed up a little bit. You can still see the dam there. That's not good enough?
If it's balua, if the dam is all balua and the sand and balua and the sawdust, then there's nothing to do kisei adam about. But if the wind or I will blow off enough sawdust, I see a puddle of blood there, you see a whole dam the end, then you have the mitzvah of kisei adam. So now the Gemara is going to go through the details. Tanra Abonim, we have a brayse of v'shafach v'chisa, misha shafach yichasa. V'shafach hazama means the shechet, who shechted the animal. He has the first crack at doing kisei adam. No one else is allowed to take it away from him. That's the shad, is it permissible for him to be mechabit someone else? That's a machloikis in Shulchan Aruch. The meaning is lahakil, because the shochtim, they always shecht chickens, and they always do kisei adam. So they have 100 times already, 100 times over. They did the mitzvah. So the minig olam is lahakel, that once in a while, if a rabbi's there, they'll do shechita on the chicken. They'll be mechaber the rabbi to do the kisei adam. Because the rabbi doesn't know how to do shechita. He just knows how to do the kisei adam. The minig is lahakel on that. That is not considered that he's mevatel a mitzvah. He has the first schus, he has the first crack at doing the mitzvah. No one should steal it from him. But if he's mechaber someone else, it's not like being mevatel a mitzvah.
And whenever I have sick, he tells him.
No.
No,
the broch ala shchita goes on the shchita. It doesn't relate
right,
to it. Kisei adam.
Yeah. Sorry, but in between the neck.
For the neck shchita. Okay. That's it. Litzarech, yeah. That's litzarech. Okay. That'll be a hefsik, litzarech. That's what Tesis quotes from Brochas Daf Mem. If I said hamoitzi and I didn't swallow a piece of chaliyah, and then I say, please pass the challah to the end of the table. I say, please give some food to the cat, because you're not allowed to eat before you feed the animals. So then if you say tol brucha, you say gvil ture, prepare something for the oxen, for the behemoth to eat, then you don't have to say the bracha over again. That's not b'diyevet, that's not considered hefsik. L'chatchil, you shouldn't be mafsik with that either. There's a common practice for many years by weddings. Practice used to be, the Masada Kedushin says the bracha, the Rambam says it's a bichas hamitzvah. Shem says it's sivanu al haras vasalanu sarusis. Then after he finished the bracha, he gives a sip of wine to the chasen kala. Then he asks, "Do you have a ring?" And then he asks, "The will aid him please come up?" And then he says, "Is the ring shavu pruta? Did you buy the ring with your own money?" What is he mapsik now in between the bichas hamitzvah and the giving of the ring? You should call up the Aiden before, he says, Bar Pia Gofen. You should and ask, is it Shavaputa? Did you buy it with your own money? All the questions should be before. B'dievet, if you didn't say before, so those that are really necessary wouldn't be considered a hefsek. But more correct is you should ask all these questions. You should call up the Aiden Kedushin before. So you go straight from the Bichas Erisin, you take a sip of wine, then you say right away, Hare Amakudash Usli. You shouldn't be mapsik. B'dievet, it's not a hefsek, but L'chatchil should avoid that also. So the brisa continues, shachet v'loi kisa, if the shachet shecht and he walks away, didn't do the kisa, but hey, wacher, someone else is watching. Minayin hadam ino shechayiv l'chas v'shnema v'oimar l'vnei Yisrael. And that parasha of kisa adam, v'oimar, what do you mean v'oimar l'vnei Yisrael? It's telling the whole klal Yisrael. It's a din on the shechet. The answer is, hasar l'chal b'nei Yisrael. If the shechet shechted chay v'yof, and there are other people there, and the shechet didn't do the kisa adam, so the whole klal Yisrael is mechuyev to do. You shouldn't say it's only a mitzvah hametelus al hashechet. If he didn't do it, it's none of my business. No, the roya is mechuyev. The other people are mechuyev. Tan yirech, we have the other brayse of a shafach v'chiso v'meshes shachat bo yichase. You shouldn't do kisei adam by kicking the sawdust with your foot. That's a bizoyer mitzvah. Shalei chasene beregel. Why not? Shalei yom mitzvahs bezuyas halov. This is the Gemara in Shabbos. It says on the side of Chav Beis. That's the sugya of Chanukah and Perek by Mamad Likan. So the Gemara says there, also lehanes, also l'shtamish le'oraner. You're not allowed to read to the oraner of the Chanukah candle. So one of the reasons the Gemara gives, the Gemara has three different reasons. So one reason the Gemara has that aner was halal the kodesh, that it's kodesh like in the Beis Hamikdash, just like in the Beis Hamikdash, you're not allowed to be nene from the oraner of the menorah. So we treat the neiris of the Chanukiah on our menorah as if it's also kodesh. So the Gemara rejects that term. Gemara said the chiv. Otu kedusha yeshbo. Is there any kedusha? But that's our meaning is that we say aneiris Allah the kodesh. That's what it says in the Masechah Sofrim. The Bavli rejects it. The Bavli makes fun of it. But that's what we say. Then the Gemara has another reason. Just like in Alad Adukisa Adam Beregu Shleihim Mitzvahs Bezuyas Olav. So this is also considered bizoy mitzvah. This is also considered a bizoy mitzvah to read the oraner of the neris Chanukah. Then the Gemara has a third reason. Rashi has a third reason that you want to accomplish pesumi nisa. So at night everybody has to light candles. If it's Bana Gemara, they didn't have electric bulbs, so everybody has to light candles. So where's there going to be a pesumi nisa? He has a candle. He's reading a book, the oraner. So where's the Pisuminisa? It ruins, it takes away the whole Pisuminisa. That's what Rashi interprets. So there's really three different reasons why. So this is one of the three reasons. You shouldn't do Kisa Adam Beregel Shalayim Mitzvahs Bezuyas Halav. So the Gemara relates this to the Nenami or Aner of the Ner Chanukah. That's a Bizayin HaMitzvah. Tanya Yidach, you have another Brice of the Shaf of Chisa Misha Shachat Hu Yechaseno. The one who did the Shechita, he has the first crack, he has the first chus to do the kisei adam, and if someone else does it, they stole a mitzvah from him. Ma'aseh be'echad sheshochat, one person shecht chayliyot, v'kodem chaver v'kisa, and another person chaptos, and he stole the mitzvah. V'chiva Rabbi Gamliel liten lo asora zehuvim. They made him pay a penalty with the rabbanon. There's no pasuk. It's a penalty with the rabbanon. So the Gemara has the sofi giboilu. Is it schar mitzvah? He say for per mitzvah you have to pay 10 zehuvim. What if you have a mitzvah, bench and mezumen, three people ate together, mechaber one person to bench mezumen, and the benching consists of four brachas. So does he pay 40 zuhuvim or does he pay 10? If it's char mitzvah, so it's one mitzvah. If it's char bracha, then there are four different brachas. It's one mitzvah. However, yam it's char bracha, avir aboy. So the Gemara says, my. So the Gemara tells the whole story that it's 40, that it's considered 40. So this is a famous discussion, the Ktzois and the Shach and the end of Chosha Mishpat. This whole story is quoted in the Chosha Mishpat, that if you steal a mitzvah from someone else, he had this chus to do the mitzvah, you steal it, so you have to pay asar zuhuvim, and it says, menadan bizman hazeh. The whole story. So they discuss over there, why is it only, Tosis raises the question, why is it only four brachas, hazanas hakol, neidu l'cho, rachem, and atov ha-meitiv. But when you bench ala kos, usually it's the bench ala kos, so you say bar pragofen also. So why isn't it 5? Why isn't it 50 zehuvim? So the shach says atayv ametiv doesn't count because it's only the rabbanon. Tosis raises such a possibility. Maybe you only pay asar zehuvim if he's still a mitzvah deraisa. If he's still a mitzvah derabbanon. Here, there's a Tosis of Chiva Rabbi Gamliel. So Tosis tells a Maisa Shahoya. They called up a Kohen to get the first Aliyah. So a wise guy runs up. He's not even a Kohen. He runs up. He takes the first Aliyah. He's not even a Kohen. So he stole the Aliyah from the other fellow. So Tosis says the whole din, the Kitashto, the Chaldovish Abigdusha, Leftach Rishon, Levarch Rishon, give the Kohen the first Aliyah. It's only mid the Rabbanon, Tosis says. I think more learns it out from a pasuk. The Tosis says asmachtehi. It's only asmachte. Min haTorah there is no such thing. The kidashta means a different thing. If the kohen wants to marry a grusha, you beat him up. You don't let him violate the kedushas kuhuna. If the kohen wants to be metami lemesim, he wants to violate the dinim of kehuna. So the kidashta bal korchai. But not the kiddushta to be mechaberim. The kavod that you give the kohen getting the first aliyah, that's only with the rabbanon. So Tosfos came up with this chiddush that if he stole a mitzvah, that he's only entitled to be the rabbanon, like getting the first aliyah. There's doctor, he gets, he's the only kohen in the shul. Who says he's entitled? Why am I not just entitled as he is? Because I'm not a kohen. So that's only with the rabbanon. So Tosfos came up with the chiddush. If he stole a mitzvah with the rabbanon, you don't pay. So the Shach says, Hatayva Meitev, the last brach in the benchin, Hatayva Meitev is only the Rabbanon. So where do you have four brachas? So where are the four brachas? Yeah, Azanus HaKol, Neidelecho, and Rachem. Rachem used to be there, I said. Rachem started off, we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara learns off in the Pesukim, V'chalta B'sovata V'rachtos HaShem Alkecha Al Ha'oretz HaTayva Shenosan Loch. So the Gemara says, "Uveirachta Hashem Lakecha is asana sakol." You have to praise Hakadosh Baruch Hu that He gave you the food. Al ha'oritz, you have to praise Hakadosh Baruch Hu that He gave us Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, when Yeshua ben Nun conquered Eretz Yisrael and the Rebbeinu Shlom delivered on the gift, He promised Avraham Avinu is going to give us Eretz Yisrael. And finally, in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, after they conquered the land, then Yeshua ben Nun composed the bracha of Noidelecha. We thank you for giving us Eretz Yisrael. And then Al ha'oritz. Hatoyva. So the word Hatoyva has the connotation of Yerushalayim. Why? Because Yerushalayim is referred to as Hor Hatoyva Hazeh Halavonon. Hor Hatoyva Hazeh is Hor Yerushalayim. And Yerushalayim has a double aspect to it. It's the makam of the Beis HaMikdash, and it's the capital, the official capital of Eretz Yisrael. So when David HaMelech moved his government office, as he used to be the Melech in Hebron, for the first 7 years, I think. I forgot already. Then he was Melech in Yerushalayim for 33 years or something. So when he moved and he made the capital Yerushalayim, so the Gemara says he composed the first half of the third bracha. At that time it wasn't Rachimna. It was thank you for giving us Yerushalayim, the capital of Eretz Yisrael. He wasn't permitted, the Navi didn't permit him to build the Beis HaMikdash because Dam Rav Shafachta, because he killed so many terrorists. He killed all the Palestinian terrorists there. So he wasn't allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash. When his son Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, so that was the second aspect of Yerushalayim. So he composed the second half of the third bracha. Now we don't have Beis HaMikdash, we don't have, and for many years we didn't have Yerushalayim as the capital, so they changed the Nusach into Rachim, no, have Rachmanus al Tzion Mishkan Kvadecha, al Malchus Beis David Mishichecha, have Rachmanus on the capital, have Rachmanus on the Beis HaMikdash. So it used to be Der Isa, when we had a Beis HaMikdash and we had Yerushalayim as the capital, then it was Der Isa. For so many centuries, Yerushalayim is not functioning as the capital. Now it is. So many centuries wasn't functioning as the capital. Wasn't a Beis HaMikdash, so the whole third bracha was only midirabbanan. So that's a little problematic. The Shach says, "Atayda meitiv is lav deraisa." Rachem Noah is also lav deraisa al pipashtas. Rachem Noah used to be deraisa, and when it wasn't Rachem Noah, he used to say, "Thank you very much for the Beis HaMikdash and for the capital. For Yerushalayim is the capital of Eretz Yisrael."
And what Yeshua did is also deraisa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he say, "V'rachta Hashem Lakecha al ha'oritz ha'toyva." So al ha'oritz, you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu al matnas ha'oritz. So after Yeshua ben Nun conquered Eretz Yisrael, he composed the second bracha noydelecha al ha'oritz ha'toyva ha'toyva ha'or ha'toyva zev halvanon is Yerushalayim. So the third bracha was composed by half by David and half by Shlomo. When he established it as the capital, he composed the first half. Then when the Shlomo Melech established the Beis HaMikdash, then he composed the second half.
Yerushalayim was not in hands of the Jews until the times of David HaMelech.
Okay, so for sure it was neither the capital nor another makam of the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah. So you don't have to thank the Rebbeinu Shlomo about Yerushalayim until it was meaningful, until it became the capital, until it became the makam HaMikdash. Yeah. So the Shach says the fourth bracha doesn't count. So why is it 40 Zehuvim? Where's the fourth bracha? So the Shach says Bar Pi Agafen. But Bar Pi Agafen is only the Rabbanon. If he's discounting the Rabbanons, so Rav Soloveitchik liked to say, he gave a whole Yotzai drosh on this, he liked to say, if you walk into a room and people are benching mezuman, you're not eating, and you're benching mezuman, they said, Baruch Shachanu Shlav Tevachayinu, Baruch Shachanu Shlav Tevachayinu. So the thing is, you say Amen. Why do you say Amen? Because that's the end of a bracha. So that Rav Soloveitchik thought there's a big machlekes Rishayim and Achrayim where the bench and mezuman is a din deraisa, a din derabbanan. Rav Soloveitchik thought that it was a din deraisa. The Gemara learns that from psukim. So half of the Rishayim say all the psukim are all asmachtes. Rav Soloveitchik thought no, it's not asmachtes. He thought the four brachas are brachas hazimun, Rosh Hashanah Mishlev Tevacha, you know that's my bracha. Azana Sakol, Nai Delacha, and Rachim. These are the four that are there. I say, you discount Bar Pi Agofen because only the Rabbanan, and you discount Hatayv Ameitan because only the Rabbanan. That's based on the last line in this Tosis. That if someone stole the Kohen's Aliyah, he wasn't even a Kohen. Someone stole the Kohen's Aliyah, it didn't belong to the Kohen. It was only his based on the Takana the Rabbanan, so he's not entitled to the Asar Zehuvim. You don't have to give him the Asar Zehuvim. Yeah, this is a cheerful topic in Shulchan Aruch. They talk a lot about this. If I come in and I hear them saying Baruch Shachan Mishaloi, then I say Baruch Baruch Shema Tamid Liyalam Void. But if I come and I didn't hear the Mizamin say that, I hear the people answering, then the Gemara says you just say Amen. So you say Amen shows that that is the end of a bracha. You don't say Amen in the middle of a bracha. You only say Amen at the end.
And if the Zimun, do you say Baruch Baruch Shema? What are those three words that they have before the benching begins?
That's if you bench Bo Asorin and the Mizamin said Baruch Alakenu.
Yeah.
So this many had a practice say Baruch Baruch Hu Baruch Shema. But I never say that. I never say that. Shulchan Aruch, they say you don't have to say that. That's a mimic. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. Yeah, next week we'll have to discuss a little bit Hilchos Pesach. Yeah. There's a famous comment that they attribute to the Alter Rebbe, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, when he was a young child in Cheder. And they were learning different parts of the Tanakh. So he made a comment. It says, Vayikra has a small aleph. So the Medrash says, why is a small aleph? Because when Bilam got his Nevuah, it says, Vayikra Elokim al Bilam. Vayikra is Loshen Chiba, that the Ribbono Shel Olam invited. This is the only place, usually it says, Vayikra al Moshe Leim. Here it says, Vayikra al Moshe, then Vayikra al Moshe. Why Vayikra al Moshe? He invited him to come into the Mishkan, to come into the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash is the royal palace. You have to have permission. So Ribbono Shel Olam invited him, please come in. And the Pasuk says at the end of Shmos, the Balei HaTosis say, Pasuk, V'lechom Moshe Lavol, Mav Kishachan Olof Ya'anon, Chor Hashem Moleis HaMishkan, he wasn't able to enter. So then Ribbono Shel Olam told him, Vayikra Moshe, please come in, I invite you to come in. So how come over here it's written with a small aleph? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was humble, he didn't want to write Vayikra Loshen Chiba that the Ribbono Shel Olam invited him in. He really wanted to write like Vayikra Alekim El Bilam and Zoloshen Mikra to Maskeri, and it's only been Mikra, it wasn't Bikvias. So he really wanted to write Vayikra, but the Ribbono Shel Olam said he told him to write an Aleph. So he wrote a small Aleph that it should look as if it says Vayikra Alekim. So the reason why it has a small Aleph is because of the humility of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's how the Midrashim say. In the first Pasuk in Divrei Hayomim, it said, Adam Sheis Kenesh. Adam Sheis Enosh Kenem Al Alagos, for Adam Arishan down to Avram Avinu. So it says Adam is a big Aleph. So the Balatanya, as a child, I think before Bar Mitzvah, came up with this suggestion, because what caused Adam Arishan to sin? He had too much gaiva. He had a big Aleph. He had the small Aleph represents humility on the part of Moshe Rabbeinu, and the big Aleph of Adam Arishan, he realized he's the greatest human being in the world. Yitzir Kapov Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was created there. He didn't have parents. He was created directly by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So because he thought of himself as such a great knacker, that's why he later on sinned with the Eitz Hadas. So that was his suggestion as a child, that the big Aleph represents the arrogance of Adam Arishan that led him to sin, and the small Aleph, it's a difficult word to this matter. What do you mean? Moshe Rabbeinu decided to make a small Aleph. To save the Torah may become possible if you write a small aleph. If you write big aleph, a small aleph, you're not supposed to change on your own. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me, yes, sir, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to write the small aleph. Could be. I don't know. Could be. We say tagim don't passel. A lot of things don't passel. I think the Rama probably writes that the big letters and the small letters don't passel. But he ever wouldn't pass. But l'chatchila, for sure, it's not right. Moshe Rabbeinu shouldn't change it to a small aleph on his own. Maybe it means that he had this einfall, he really wanted to leave out the aleph, so Ribbono Shel Olam said, okay, write a small aleph. But it can't be that Moshe Rabbeinu did it on his own. That's not right. But that's a famous word that they attribute to the Balei HaTanya. You know, we all got to be careful here, right?
Yeah.
He's at a Reed Sport meeting tonight.
Oh, okay.